WILO.
Your home for classic hits, AM 1570, 96.9, and Moon 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Looking for an enclosed trailer that works as hard as you do? Check out the Homesteader lineup at TC Trailers. Perfect for moving, camping gear, or hauling mowers and motorcycles, a car hauler, or race trailer. Homesteader trailers deliver quality at a great price. Choose the Challenger with its flat front and rounded roof, or the Intrepid featuring a sleek V-nose design. Find your perfect trailer at TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or online at tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Life happens, and having a primary care provider you trust can make all the difference. IU Health Primary Care in Frankfort welcomes two new family medicine physicians, Dr. Yang Yang Wong or Dr. Paola Castellanos, now accepting new patients. Whether you need an annual checkup, preventive care, help managing a chronic condition, or care when you're sick, our team is here for you and your family when you need it. Schedule your appointment today. Call 765-448-7500. IU Health Primary Care. Expert care. Close to home.
Listen to all that cash I saved shopping at my local big deal store. I know what you're thinking. Jenny, tell me more. Well, this is a secret I love sharing. Shop your local big deal store from your phone, computer, or tablet for gift certificates at discounted prices. Automotive, pets, retail, groceries, entertainment, outdoor, restaurants, services, travel, health, beauty. It's all there. Shop and soon you'll be saving, too.
Just click on the big deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosier Land TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Man Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Yes, it is. It's Party Line on Tuesday, WILO. We appreciate you being with us on this Tuesday morning, and want to make sure that you are mindful of the weather. First of all and foremost, thank you again, Christy, our Chrissy Earl. I got a Christy, a Christina, a Chris, a Christopher. I have so many Chrises and Christophers and Chrissies, though. But Chrissy Earl, Clinton County Special Olympics, for being with us this morning. Great, great group. And don't forget Clinton County Special Olympics, Indiana Car Wash and Bake Sale fundraiser this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., August 15th, at Souls Harbor Missionary Baptist Church at 357 Alhambra Avenue in Frankfort, Indiana, here in Frankfort. Not Illinois, not Kentucky, not Wisconsin. There's a lot of Frankforts out there. We want to make sure that you know about the weather. The weather is a little dicey out there today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 2 and 5 today that could be maybe severe. So just keep your eye on the sky. Keep it your ear right here and your eye on the sky. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms before 8. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 2 a.m. Tomorrow. And then we've got some flood watch out as well. So we're watching, there's a flood watch until 12 a.m. Wednesday, which will be later, tomorrow morning, early tomorrow morning, 12 a.m. Flooding caused by excessive rainfall is possible. Most of central Indiana is under this flood watch. So just kind of keep all those things in mind as you're out and about in the world of weather. Joining me right now in studio, Tom Jameson. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Hey, doing fine. Good. Thank you. Tom is our director of the SHARP program, and I'll let you, it's the Senior Housing, I'll let you finish it up.
Senior Homeowner Senior Assistance for okay. Repair Program.
I can. Yeah. I never get it quite
That's
right.
That's all right.
Hey, it's better than what I used to say. I think I said
the super heroic.
Superheroic. Yes, I don't know.
Anthropomorphic.
Yeah. But
retirement.
Yeah, there we go. It is a great program. You've been doing this for several years now.
This is our 10th year.
Yeah,
by God's grace, it's been just an incredible program that started 10 years ago, accessing funds that are made available through the Federal Home Loan Bank of Indianapolis, which is it's really a bank for bank that covers all of Indiana and Michigan. And through the former Farmers Bank, the first bank in the Midwest now, we became aware of the program. Former Mayor Chris McBarnes was excited about that and made it possible for the city to support my facilitation of the program and get it online, and then the county commissioners brought it online for the whole county.
Yeah.
And we've been able to serve over 200 homeowners, over $2 million that we have seen brought into our community. And working with local contractors and we call it a win-win-win for everyone. Keeps homes in a situation for these homeowners to continue to age in place, and heightens home values in the area, and just benefits community or our contractors. And is really an attractive feature that it's been such a robust program for us.
Not every community has this, of course.
It's available to them,
right.
But to access it is very difficult and...
Well, and I think the first couple of years, I mean, you really, there was a lot of administrative work that had to be done.
A lot on the front end.
Yep.
The program's become so streamlined, but it's also become so popular that even right before I walked in here, just having a phone conversation with someone and saying, you know, boy.
Because you're out of money.
We are out of money for this year and, asking about next year and not even feeling secure that they'd be able to access it next year. But we just have to see. That's the nature of it. For those that are able to access it, it is a wonderful benefit. And just a, yeah, a great amenity for our community.
Yeah, what's fun is that you and I a lot of times go into a meeting or something or driving around town, you'll point out, hey, we did that. We did that like five
yeah,
years ago.
We put that roof on. We put those
the siding
windows
on.
In,
we
yeah.
put the windows in. You've got, because you do ramps as well. I mean, things like handicap accessibility and all that.
Yeah, so the program, the funds can be used either for deferred maintenance items, those big ticket items like a roof or windows or siding, HVAC, getting that taken care of, or accessibility modification. So putting in a step-in shower, putting a ramp on, new stairs, things like that, so that homeowners, as they age, are able to safely get around their houses.
Yeah, yeah, I also call you the filter because I mean you're kind of the screener for a lot of these folks that are struggling mm-hmm. to find. I mean, from the chamber perspective, we have people that call all the time say, "Hey, I'd like to put a little screened-in porch on. Mm-hmm. We need a ramp built. Mm-hmm. We need a bathroom remodel because my father's aging mm-hmm. and we don't want my mom to slip and all of these things." And we refer these contractors, and a lot of times, you know, they're because they're chamber members, and you know yep. we have that relationship with them. But you've been able to take it to a deeper level because you've really gotten to know those contractors that can not only meet the need of that person, but they do it in a way that is going to meet the grant requirements and certainly be a qualifying contractor for the grants that make everybody happy because they're reputable and they're
yes,
going to do the right
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, yeah, getting the right contractor to do the work and
matching
that.
The right people.
But even more than that, there's so many of the contractors who just understand the nature of what we're trying to do here. We want to serve this segment of our population, senior homeowners, disabled homeowners who are financially challenged, not that they're despondent in their finances necessarily, but there's a segment where they're on a fixed income and trying to save and attend to these big things to keep their home livable.
As long as they can.
And, well, to, you know, this is their retirement plan.
Right.
I think of that for my house. That's my retirement plan. I want to stay there as long as I can.
Right.
And there are items that just have to be attended to and, you know, sometimes you can't save up for a roof or something big like that.
Right.
But, you know, the beauty of it, too, is, and again, this phone call I had right before I walked in here, talking with a contractor and saying, you know, hey, I've got someone who's contacting me. I can't serve them right now. We don't have any money in the program. But would you be willing to just kind of reach out? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll do that. And, you know, this is not something they have to do. They have a business. They have a fee schedule and things like that. But they understand what we're trying to do with this. And they're willing to say, yeah, I'll make myself available so that they can.
Well, and speaking of business, that's where the chamber really has come in.
Yeah.
Because your office is at the chamber at the Iron Block. And it's also opportunity for us to even get more engaged with some other local business and mm-hmm. small business because this you really are focused on local businesses with this program because you want to be able you're not going to call some national bath you know place because you want to be able to have that one-on-one and that you've got to be able to do that to fulfill the grant requirements. You have to sign off on all these things, so there's that relationship that you need with that contractor.
Yeah. And I want the homeowners to
have that relationship,
to trust the person coming in to work on, because it's their home.
Yeah.
Now, okay, is it the Taj Mahal? Is it, you know, Versailles? No, it's their home, though, and to respect an individual and say, you know, yeah, I'm going to give you quality work. I'm going to treat you well. You know, and you know how homeowner projects go. That doesn't always happen because there are expectations, there are schedules, there are contingencies. But generally speaking, to know that, hey, here's a local person who lives in my community, who's working on my home, giving me a product.
Yeah.
And more often than not, we walk away and they've said, oh, I loved having, you know, so-and-so in my home to work on my home. I'm going to tell my friends all about them.
Well, and I love that part of it.
Yes.
From the chamber perspective, mm-hmm. because they're very referable.
Yep.
Because it not only are we saying, they're respected, but no, we have actually a relationship because we have seen them do the work for four or five people, and so that relationship, although the chamber has nothing to do with the Sharp, except we host it, we basically allow the office to be there at the chamber.
The chamber supports it.
We absolutely support it.
Yeah.
And it is a huge, again, to your point, it's much more than $2 million in the sense of that's the monetary gain that we have seen. But the value is, mm-hmm. I would say, double, triple that, because the value that we're changing the assessed value of that home to so much more.
Absolutely. And I don't know if I know you've driven around the community recently.
Yeah.
I have been noticing more and more and more homes that are being refurbished, that are being, and I'm not going to take credit that, Sharp kind of, but there is that sense that, you know, Frankfurt is an aging community mm-hmm. in the housing. You know, you've had Don on here and talked about housing and Laura and everybody. But to be able to say, you know, just because a house is old doesn't mean we just pitch it and let's go build a new one necessarily.
Right.
You know, to be able to put some time and effort into refurbishing a house. And I love what I'm seeing.
Yeah,
these homes they look so pretty and so livable and so inviting.
Well, there's these pockets that we have noticed that, you know, because we've gone by and you've said, oh, that house and that house and that house, and they're like almost like within a block or so. But yet, what we see the transformation also is that the next door neighbor may say, well, I need to paint my house.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I need to fix my steps on that. And it does create a domino effect.
Oh, I can't tell you the times I've had clients say to me, oh, yeah, my neighbor asked me who did that work. They were so nice. You know, boy, I want them to come and do that work at my house. And, it's contagious.
Absolutely.
And it creates that community effervescence, that dynamic, that energy.
And it does transfer. It transforms the neighborhood in beauty from a beauty perspective because all of a sudden that old house that the shingles were falling off and the roof was windows were coming out.
Yeah.
That's been completely changed and it mm-hmm. looks so much nicer. And now my house pales
in
comparison.
What? And maybe I might actually talk to my neighbor now because they did that. I mean,
It changes the whole mindset.
It does.
And
it changes the culture.
Switching gears a little bit here to more chamber. You also are part of the Chamber of Commerce. You are the Iron Block Operation Facilities Director and overall take care of everything type person. That, you know, the title changes all the time. When we're talking about the chamber, some of the programs and things. We got mm-hmm. the big, the bold business initiative that's been going on. That's been very successful. We've worked with Krista Stillwell. We've worked with Zach Ballard. We've had some. We've had some great sponsorships that mm-hmm. have helped with the lunches and things. We've got one tomorrow.
We do, and so the Bold Business Collective is an opportunity for especially small business owners to network together, but those who are in the business world to network together, to talk about topics that are salient to the work that they're doing, to be encouraged, to just find that place where they can kind of hit the flywheel on what they're seeking to do, hear new ideas, and share best practices. And so, we do meet monthly on the second Wednesday of the month. For a light lunch that we provide there at the chamber, and we are thankful to First Financial, who's sponsoring the lunch tomorrow.
Yeah,
and it's more about making those connections. We start at noon, we end at 1. You can stay as long as you want, but that's that time. There's good dialogue. I know the last one we had, we were sitting around the table and just kind of asked the question, you know, what's the biggest challenge you face in business, and just share that with one another.
Yeah. And not only do you get an answer of reality of what's going on and some of the challenge, but sometimes you get that there's a camaraderie in the sense that, oh, I'm not in this alone.
Right, absolutely.
And I'm not fighting this. Oh, you've got that problem as well.
Yeah.
And then you start putting your heads together and say, well, what if we... You know, what if we work together on this? That might help solve my problem.
Yeah, so, to make those connections, or at least to hear how someone else deals with that. So tomorrow we have Joe Goad from SamIM Carpet Cleaning talking about price pointing and how do you set prices that are, you know, you're able to engage and it's inviting, but you're also, you know, making money because that's why
Joe is in a unique business because the carpet is kind of going away. More and more people are going to the hardwood flooring or the laminate flooring and because it's so stylish now and but he had to pivot in his world and he's doing things differently and he's setting price points differently now. I think he's a great resource. So come out tomorrow. You don't have to RSVP, but it's nice if you could call.
We RSVP just so we have a good sense of that. Yeah,
but if you can come, but even if you don't, just come. But we'd love for you to be able to call and say, hey, I am planning on coming. But it's 12 o'clock, and it's 1 o'clock. You're done. You're out of there by 1 o'clock.
If you need to go,
a 12 to 1 type scenario. You get out and you're done.
I'm cracking the whip. I don't let some of you talkers go on.
Zach is going to run it tomorrow, and so it'll be a very good opportunity for you to learn some great information. Joe Goad is one of our board members, and I owner operator of SamIM Carpet Cleaning and more, because he does more than just carpet cleaning. Mm-hmm. He really does a lot of things. And I think Joe will probably hit on, when your business, keeping your business from becoming obsolete.
Well, the underlying theme, even though he's going to be talking about price pointing and carpet cleaning business, it's like, what does that have to do with me as a boutique operator or something like that? It's all about how can you remain adaptive and relevant in a fast-paced, changing world.
Right.
And especially, you know, if you see, in my business, it's just like, I can't, it's just not going, it's not catching.
Right.
Come, have this discussion, see how it worked in there, and maybe draw a principle about being adaptive and being, being able to pivot, like you say.
Right.
And important stuff.
And in business, you have to.
Because especially in this day and age with all the online stuff and, just being relevant to our community. It's there. You're able to do it. You can do it. We just don't throw this away. You just have to be creative about the way you do it.
When it comes to the iron block, you know, the co-working space part of what we do is in the chamber, it's been amazing to see that camaraderie and also see, I think, I know COCA is called the third place. I don't want to take that, but we have a third place there with the chamber that people kind of, especially at our conference room, we're getting a lot of use out of that. People are coming to meet, to congregate, to talk about different ideas, and we welcome that.
Yeah, and really do invite people to consider utilizing the Iron Block. You don't have to be a chamber member to utilize it, but we would love you to be a chamber member. Yeah. If you're a business, you should be a chamber member.
If you're not a chamber member,
there is a fee to utilize the building. Yeah. We try to keep it reasonable because, again, we're wanting to engage with the community, with the business community. We want to be innovative. Mm-hmm. That's the Iron Block. It's the engagement and innovation hub. I tell you, my office sits across from the conference room, and I listen to all the variety of meetings that go on there. I learn so much.
Yeah. And when they have the door open.
Well, I can even hear if I listen closely. Yeah. I get my microphone and camera that I can watch what's going on. But the amenity of that room, it's a great space. There is a big 86-inch presentation screen, which is a giant iPad that you can use as a whiteboard. You can use it as a computer. We do Teams meetings, Zoom meetings on it. You can access the internet on it. And Just if there's anything that we can do to help businesses succeed,
yes.
We want to be able to do that.
Absolutely, and it is a it's really another amenity to the community that
yeah.
we're very thankful for, and it's got an elevator too, so you can you don't have to always take the stairs. Which
yep.
the older I get, the more I seem to be.
I use the elevator every day, brother.
Taking the elevator more and more all the time. How do folks get a hold of you if they want to become part of the membership of the Iron Block? I know Laura is our chamber membership. You can call Laura or just email Laura, Laura, at ccinchamber.org, Laura@ccinchamber.org. Or how do they get a hold of you, Tom?
Tom
Sharp?
Tom, T-O-M, yeah. at ccinchamber.org. Or I'm very happy to give out my phone number. It is 765-650-1969.
The when
year
you were born.
Of Woodstock.
Yeah, when you were born.
No. I was born long before that.
Yeah.
And I have the Woodstock story to prove it. But, yeah.
And you were born, Woodstock was like right down the road from you.
I grew up in Woodstock, New York. Both Cindy yeah. and I grew up in Woodstock,
right.
but Woodstock was not in Woodstock.
Okay,
it was
that's
in
right.
Bethel, New York, 60 miles away down south. And
But were you at Woodstock? Because you were about like
no,
seven.
No, I would like have been. No, I was 8 years old.
8 years
nine,
old.
9 years. 8 years old at that
I
point.
I was seven, yeah.
You were a babe.
Yeah.
No, Woodstock was not it. But then, yeah, well. I've told that story before.
Yeah.
Woodstock
yeah.
spilled over into Woodstock and totally changed that town. But, you know, the principle there that I always love to go back to is, you know, the culture of Woodstock was radically changed for the bad.
Yeah.
It destroyed the culture that was present there.
Totally agree.
But that's the impact in any town. You can change a culture for good or for bad. It all depends on your attitude. It depends on what you're bringing. And if it's a self-serving, what I want kind of attitude, that is not going to benefit a community.
Right.
But if it's a how can I serve you? How can we grow? How can we adapt to the things that are changing together? Then that's going to benefit the community. That's
right.
going to create the kind of community that, yes, we'll enjoy, and maybe it won't have everything that I want, it won't have everything that you want, but it will be a healthy community. It will be a community that can thrive in an ever-changing world.
Right. Well, it just goes to show you, it goes to show me, I would say, I'm not going to speak for you, but it just shows me that when you have that mindset of just do whatever you want to do, when you want to do it, and have no rules, no regulation, nothing, you're going to end up with that. And that, to me, was kind of Woodstock. It was that free love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do whatever I want to do.
And we're, you know, reaping the whirlwind of that.
We absolutely are. Because what we say at the end of the show, you know, and people, I had somebody said, well, yeah, be obedient. Why do you want people to be obedient? Well, I don't want you to be obedient to your, you know, this is about being obedient to God and to His principles. And if you're obedient to God and His principles, I go back to the prodigal son. You know, if the prodigal son, there was another son in that story that did stay, and he got jealous because, hey, Dad, why are you giving? You know, now he comes back. He's been a jerk. He's done all these things.
He doesn't deserve anything.
He doesn't deserve
anything.
But that was the grace and the mercy of the Father. But I think at some point that father turned to him and probably had more of a heartfelt conversation with him than even what the scripture says, is that, son, you've never left me. You've been right here. You've always enjoyed the blessings. You didn't have to wallow in the hog mire, and you didn't have to beg for food, and you never, ever wanted. And I think the Bible says, I think it's in 37, Psalms 37, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed out begging for bread.
Yeah.
And that's part of it, being obedient to God.
Yeah, it's living within the design that we've been
created. I knew we would get on God.
I knew somehow
we'd get on God. Hey, before we get out of here, doing good in the neighborhood, Applebee's is back at it, dying to donate today. All day long, if you go to Applebee's, you're going to be supporting the Frankfurt Education Foundation, teacher grants, and the United Way. Tuesday, that's today, August 11th, all day, 2432 East Wabash Street, Frankfurt. It's Applebee's, dying to donate. doing good in the neighborhood, and they do a great job. Mm-hmm. Use code doing are doing good. It's DOINGOOD, doing good. You can dine in or carry out. All proceeds going to, well, not all proceeds, but a portion of the proceeds going to support the Frankfurt Education Foundation, teacher grants, and the United Way. That's going to do it for me, brother. Appreciate you.
Hey, thank you so much for the invitation.
Hey, no problem. You have a great day. Tom Jameson joined us today. Also, Chrissy Earle. We appreciate both of them being willing to take some time, talk about what's going on. They're doing the Lord's work, and we're appreciative of that so much. Hey, you can do the Lord's work. It's not that hard. I should say it's not that hard. It's tough because we got to die to ourselves because we really want to do our own thing. But when you're doing God's thing, you will be blessed. And by the way, you are walking in that obedience that we talk about. So, having said that, good Lord willing, I'll be back with you on Thursday. Stay obedient and always be courageous. Talk to you soon.